Internal strife between the Reds and the Whites lasted until 1922 and cost some 28 million Russian lives, many times the war loss. Lenin died in 1924 from a series of strokes after establishing the Third International, or Comintern, an organization formed to export communism worldwide. Trotsky fled Russia when Joseph Stalin took dictatorial control and, in 1940, was murdered in Mexico by an agent of Stalin's. Some conspiracy authors have seen a dual purpose to the funding of the Bolsheviks. It is clear that revolutionaries like Lenin and Trotsky were being used to get Russia out of the war to the benefit of Germany. And communism was being supported by the globalists to advance their plan of creating tension between the capitalist West and socialist East. A.K. Chesterton, a right-wing British journalist and politician who in 1933 joined Oswald Mosley's British Union of Fascists, observed that to understand politics, one must make a study of power elites. These elites, preferring to work in private, are rarely found posed for photographers, and their influence on events has therefore to be deducted from what is known of the agencies they employ. He once wrote in his magazine, Candor, "At times, capitalism and communism would appear to be in conflict, but this writer is confident that their interests are in common and will eventually merge for one world control." Because of the warring factions in post-revolution Russia, sending an official delegation to Russia was problematic. Therefore, American financiers came in the form of the American Red Cross Mission. One head of this group was Raymond Robbins, described as the intermediary between the Bolsheviks and the American government, and the only man whom Lenin was always willing to see, and who even succeeded in imposing his own personality on the unemotional Bolshevik leader. Lenin apparently came to understand that he was being manipulated. "The state does not function as we desired," he once wrote. "A man is at the wheel and seems to lead it, but the car does not drive in the desired direction. It moves as another force wishes." This other force was the globalists behind the birth of communism itself, monopoly finance capitalists, as Lenin described them. One of the greatest myths of contemporary history is that the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was a popular uprising of the downtrodden masses against the ruling class of the Tsars, wrote author G. Edward Griffin.